Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Today's show comes from last month's Ballard Jazz Festival, specifically the last set from the Celebration of the Drum Night at the Connor Byrne Pub. It's the new trio led by drummer Brian Kirk with Nathan Breedlove on trumpet and Phil Sparks on bass. Brian Kirk is a drummer, percussionist, composer, educator who grew up in Indianapolis and San Francisco and spent 10 years in New York City where he played with a number of major artists. Brian has also been percussionist with several major symphony orchestras. He's been teaching at Seattle Central College for decades and is an integral part of the Seattle jazz scene. Nathan Breedlove, the trumpet player, grew up in Memphis and has toured with Lionel Hampton Orchestra, played at the Vision Festival in New York City, around Los Angeles, and elsewhere around the country. His expressive and very soulful trumpet echoes the vocal cries and shouts of the blues. Phil Sparks is one of the most seen and heard bass players around the Seattle area, playing with a variety of small groups and with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Phil is also leader of the long-running Friday Happy Hour at the Latona Pub in Seattle, where he fronts a different trio each week, including this one, known as the New Trio. Brian Kirk is the frontman this time, opening with a short drum solo with brushes, and then, without pause, leading into the second piece.
This first tune I'd like to dedicate to my father, who was a brush master. He wrote the definitive book on brushes. It's called Brush Fire. And we're going to open up with Booker Little's Minor Suite.
Thank you.
Booker Little's tune Minor Suite, played by the new trio at the Celebration of the Drum at the Ballard Jazz Festival, recorded at Connor Burn. Brian Kirk is at the drums, Nathan Breedlove on trumpet, and Phil Sparks on bass. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest. Here's Brian Kirk.
I'd like to continue on with a tune that I wrote when I first came to New York City. I had an apartment in the Village, and I was really close to the Vanguard and all the action, Blue Note, and all the places that you want for jazz in the Village. And I got my first apartment under my own name. I was subletting when I first came there. So I got my first apartment in East Harlem. I remember going to the lady's house, and she was going to be gone for a couple of years, so I took over the lease. And everything was clean and really looked really good. And then I moved in around midnight, and I came up and was bringing the drums up, and there was roaches all over the door. I said, oh, Lord have mercy, I'm in New York City. So this is for my apartment. It's called 222 East 111. Here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you. 2-2-2-East-1-1-1. So one of my favorite tunes, written, John Hicks wrote this tune. We're going to do Sweet Love of Mine. This is a beautiful tune.
Thank you.
Sweet Love of Mine, composed by John Hicks and played here by the new trio, with Brian Kirk on drums, Nathan Breedlove trumpet, Phil Sparks on bass, at the celebration of the drum from the Ballard Jazz Festival last month. Coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, here's Brian Kirk.
We like to play Soul Eyes and dedicate this next one to the great Chuck Stentz, who passed away. Great tenor player, musician around the Pacific Northwest that I had the pleasure of playing with when I arrived here 22 years ago. We'd like to dedicate this to Chuck Stentz. This is Soul Eyes. Thank you.
Nathan Breedlove on the trumpet. Give it up for Nathan Breedlove on the trumpet.
Mr. Phil Sparks on the bass. Thank you very much, guys. My name is Brian Kirk. Thank you. Once again, we're going to play one more song for you. We'd like to thank, once again, Matt Jorgensen and John Bishop, the Origin Records, the Ballard Jazz Festival, Connor Byrne Pub, all of you, of course, for being here. Jazz is alive, but I will tell you. But I want to just make a pitch to you guys. Jazz is in trouble in the college area. A lot of the younger people are not gravitating to jazz at the college level. I've had to cancel my jazz ensemble at Seattle Central for the last three quarters. So what I need you to do is spread the word, encourage people to continue to play after high school, and, you know, give them lessons and teach them to listen to this music and really start to appreciate it. So please pass the word on to the younger generation that they need to listen to this music. They need to study an instrument. They need to learn how to play an instrument rather than in the direction that we're going in, which is music technology. I appreciate that, but we need to be able to play as well. So thank you for being here, people. Thank you for being jazz lovers. We're going to finish off with the blues. Some swinging. This is Blues for Wood, Woody Shaw tune.
Thank you. Nathan Breedlove on trumpet. Phil Sparks on the bass. Yours truly, Brian Kirk. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great night.
Blues for Wood, played by the new trio, NU Trio. Brian Kirk on drums and Nathan Breedlove trumpet, Phil Sparks on bass, recorded at the Celebration of the Drum during the Ballard Jazz Festival 2018 at Connor Byrne Pub in Ballard. Thanks to John Bishop and Matt Jorgensen, co-producers of the festival, and Origin Records, the sponsoring organization. And thanks also to Fred Luongo, who did sound at Connor Byrne. And thanks also to our intern, Sam Martinez, for his assistance with recording this show. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, 88.5 KNKX connects you with live jazz around the region here on Jazz Northwest. This afternoon, the Jazz Police Big Band are playing at Tula's in Seattle at 4 o'clock, and the Edmonds Community College Band opens for the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra there tonight at 7:30. Singer Kenny Washington with the Anton Schwartz Group will be playing at Marine View Church in a free performance at 5 p.m. this afternoon in Tacoma. Monday night, Kenny Washington Quintet with Anton Schwartz will be at the Royal Room starting at 8 o'clock. Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints will be playing at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia. Jameson Ross will be at Jazz Alley Tuesday and Wednesday. Emerald City Jazz Orchestra plays at Tula's on Tuesday night. And the Bellevue High School Jazz Band opens for Jim Sisko's Bellevue College Jazz Orchestra at Tula's on Wednesday night. Paul Gabrielson Trio will be playing at Vito's on Wednesday. Ramsey Lewis is going to be playing at the Triple Door Thursday through Saturday. Delvon Lamar's Disorganized at Tula's on Thursday night. Contraband's Reloaded CD release party at the Tractor Tavern. And Jeanette Tuttle Quintet will be at Wildflower in North Bend all on Thursday. Jacqueline Tabor's CD release party will be at Tula's Friday night. The Happy Orchestra Quartet will be at the Music Aquarium at 9. And guitarist Michael Biller and bass player Joe Casolini will be playing duos at the Royal Room at 6 on Friday. Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra has a series of concerts next weekend with Dee Daniels as featured vocal soloist. They'll be at Benaroya Hall on Saturday, Kirkland Performance Center Sunday afternoon, and the Edmonds Center for the Arts on Monday. And Broken Shadows with Chris Speed and Tim Byrne will be at the Royal Room Saturday night, 7 and 9:30. More good things to do can be found at the KNKX calendar, and thanks also to the very complete jazz calendar at earshot.org. As Brian Kirk mentioned in that concert a month ago, Chuck Stentz had just passed at that time. That was on the 10th of May, and we'd like to play some music by Chuck Stentz here on today's program. This comes from the last concert by his then-wife Jan Stentz, a wonderful singer, with Bob Nixon on piano, Jeff Johnson on bass, and Dean Hodges on drums. Here's Jan Stentz.
Now I'd like to introduce a really close friend of mine, has been for many years, on saxophone, Chuck Stentz. Another purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars shine, always reminding me that we're apart. You wandered down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the memory of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Oh, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Of love's refrain.
one old and one new in that set. We just heard the new one, Ruel Lubag Trio, Ruel at the piano and composer of that tune, Ben Feldman on bass and Ed Littlefield on drums, from a new CD titled Premiere. Ruel Lubag played one for a mentor and friend of his, one for Cedar. That's for Cedar Walton. And before that, we were listening to Jan Stentz singing with Chuck Stentz on tenor saxophone from the album Forever, which we recorded 20 years ago in Olympia at Jan's last concert. Jan Stentz, the vocalist, with Chuck Stentz on tenor saxophone, Bob Nixon piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and Dean Hodges on drums doing Stardust. And that wraps up today's Jazz Northwest. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. If you missed any portion of today's program, a podcast is available at jazznw.org. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back again next week at this same time. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.